I'd like to tell you about a little story of the Navajo Nation. There were been quite a few Navajos, as being known throughout the Navajo country. Back in around 1888 and around 1860. This around 1860 and around 1855 or 1856. There has been known in the people themselves, they knew each other by the way. How many Navajo people were then in these years? From New Mexico into Utah, there were part, a few of them were being known that lived among in New Mexico. They said some of the Navajo thinks that they were over something like about 4,000 Navajo Nation that has been known in through the country. Most of them didn't been to Fort Sumner. Quite a few of them didn't went to Fort Sumner because of a time during the roundup. Most of these Navajos that has not been to Fort Sumner, they hide away. So that's the reason some of them tell the story that their great-grandfather and mother didn't went to Fort Sumner. And during this time, my great-grandfather didn't went to Fort Sumner. Him and his wife has been wandering around throughout the country, mostly alone, lone places where a man would not be found, like forest. There was a place alone, the Apache country. It is between Apache and Horse Spring. There was a little place that is known. It is very thick forest. In this forest, they have been wandering in the dark place where nobody would find him. Most of the Navajo people were being friendly to the Apache people in these days. Some of them were raised among the Apache families. Because of it, many centuries ago, the Navajo and the Apache were once the same tribe. So that is the reason why that they were friendly all the way. They pretty near talk alike. There's very little words that is not pronounced plainly. The Navajo claims that the Apache people was once one tribe with the Navajo. That is why they pretty near talk alike. There is another tribe that is known is that was once one nation with the Navajo people. That is the Hickory Apaches that lives east of Farmington, New Mexico. This is the same language that the Navajo has. They just printer talk alike. So there is another tribe that is connected with the Navajo language. There are very little words that are just pretty near alike. There is a story that has came out from Pueblo Bonito ruins. There were also stories that the Navajo people has that I know of that is just pretty near alike. Most of these stories are being told by the old people that are around 80 to 90 years of age. They have known it from their great grandfathers and grandmothers. Story has been kept on from race to race. Today, mostly our young generation don't hardly know much about stories or either care about stories that we are telling each other. So it's in a way of how people says that is there a way that we can keep it up for the next 50 or 60 years but still we are trying our best to teach our younger generation back to remember all these stories, or rather put it on a book, make up a book of it so we can read it and know what our histories are. That's one best way of doing all these things. And I think the University of New Mexico is trying to get some of these stories about the Navajos so they can set up some histories about them. So a lot of these story that are being lost and forgotten. Or just little things or remembrances what we're trying to get. There are just a very few in the Navajo country has still yet most of these ancient stories, but still we got some songs that are in a line of stories which had happened for the past centuries. That is one reason why we are trying to straighten it up the best way we know how. So this is some stories that I'm trying to tell you that most of them are true stories about my people. During the time of the long walk, my people has made trouble among other tribes. They've been hard up in every way. Maybe that's the reason why they have done these bad things. And then there was where the trouble of the Fort Sumter Long Walk has started. During the time of 1840, it's quite a number of years ago. It's over 150, something like that. My people started in groups all over the reservation. I think in these years, people didn't know what they were doing, but still at the same time, things came out kind of in a rough way. I think most of human nation throughout the world, the Angolans and the colored people and the yellow people and other nationalities, including Indians, they have started in a rough way of living. So man can think it back. It wasn't too long ago when people had life from somewhere. Before that, the science and the geology says that there was something else that was before us, which is called the dinosaurs. In these dinosaurs days, the geology thinks that it was covering all over the world. Finally, I think in the way of climate has decreased them in many ways, like freezing to death. There was a period of years that's been icy years. I think that's the time people have said that it's been the icy years for 5 or 6 years. I think that's the time most of these dinosaurs was being froze to death, or I don't know what happened. The Navajo people has said that they have stories about these dinosaurs, like the white people has story about the dinosaurs. The Navajo